Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of abortion, of Ritzichas Ubrin. And we will continue where we left off in the previous shiur. I hope you heard the previous shiur. We're trying to figure out Pshat in the Rambam, why Hotzi Rosho ain't no gimbo, Misgarim Sakana Le'aim, so you should have a shame Rodev. We discussed this at length in the previous shiur. These are nyanim of who's a Rodev, what's a Rodev, chule v'chule. And now we're going to take it further, mitzvah Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, and sina flos mitaras Hashem. It's mavur in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yud, Perek Beis Halach Yud Aleph, as the Kesef Mishnah explains, that a Jew who kills a goy, even though Beis Din does not kill him, he's not Nereg b'Beis Din, he's chayav misa l'shamayim like Isi ben Akiva in the Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim. So, what's going on over here? Could it be that before Matan Torah we would get a more strict punishment for killing, and after Matan Torah now we're more kal, now we don't get it anymore from Beis Din? Is there going to be a kula after Matan Torah? So it would appear that that's the yesod of the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we mentioned earlier, that there's nothing that's usser for a Ben Noach that's mutter for Yisrael, because it can't be that there is a kula b'shatz Matan Torah from the dinim of Bnei Noach that already exists. So we see from here that the Isser Shvichus Damim, that it says by a Ben Noach, also exists by a Jew after Matan Torah. So it's not only that the Mishpat Ben Noach is Kaim Ha'idei HaMelech, like we said earlier in the previous segment, that when a Melech can carry out, like the Ran says, others, a Melech can carry out laws not strictly according to the Torah, even according to Dinei Ben Noach, if Hashem Tzricha Lekach, the Beis Din can also do it. But we're not only saying that, we're saying more than that, that even the Gidrei HaIsser remained after Matan Torah b'Yisrael. It's the same Geder. Even after Matan Torah, it's still the same Isser Ritzicha. Just as a Chiddush b'Yisrael, that now, after Matan Torah, there's an additional Isser of Lo Sirtzach, and here there's an Is Onesh Misa al pi Mishpatei HaTorah. But the Isser Shvichus Damim exists even without this Din HaMasuyim of Ritzicha. Mikoch the din klali of Ben Noach. Just the Ben Noach is nerag for being over on his din, and in Yisrael there is no mishpat mavis al pi din Torah in this iser that's said by a Ben Noach. But a melech is dan v'shofet for doing this iser for the tikun hanimus hamedini in order to keep law and order. But the gather of the ritzicha is still the same ritzicha. Just the punishment is going to be a different punishment. But the Ritzicha remains a Ritzicha, and the king can carry out, because it's the same Geder, now when the king carries out the Din Ben Noach, so he's doing it because this person did an act of murder, just like a Ben Noach did. Just we have our laws that he's not killed up, he based in after Matan Torah, but he's still murdered, so if the king sees fit, he can also kill this person. The yesod of this chiluk between these dinim, that b'bnei Noach is an iser shvichus damim, is that by ben Noach it's hashchasis ha'olam. That's why they're not allowed to kill, like we said in the previous segment. But by Yisrael it's not hashchasis ha'olam, it's because of the averus ha'maisa mitzad atzmo kisharis surei Torah, and for that you need all of the conditions that exist b'mishpatei Torah. So that's the difference between Ben Noach and Yisrael. The Dine Ben Noach are Al Tashchasis Olam. We don't want the world to be destroyed. For that, you don't need all the special Gedorim of Yisrael. But for Yisrael, you need all the Tanaim, all the conditions. That's Al the Averis HaMaisa. So included in Ashchasis Olam of Bnei Noach is everything that the Rambam enumerated in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Sheni, and Perek Shlishi. Somebody who commits suicide, like we learn from Machas Dam Chalim and Afshu Seichem Edrosh, like the Rambam says. And that's why in certain instances, a king who's going to fall for the enemies and they're going to torture him and kill him, he's allowed to kill himself, like it says in the Medrash with respect to Shaul HaMelech, who fell on his sword, because in such an instance that he's going to be killed anyway, there's a Chil HaShem. So Harigas Atzma was not a Shchasa Solem, Adar Rabbitzim, Menias HaShchasa Yoser Gedola. And so too, if they were Kofes Lifnei Ha'ari, Shisa Boaz HaNachash, if he instigated an animal to kill this person, or he killed him Adi Shliach. So in such instances, for Ben Noach, they're killed because this is Hashchasis HaOlam, Harigas HaTreifa, he's Mashchus Yeshuva Shel Olam. Otherwise, what sort of world are we going to live in? A guy's going to go to his friend, he's going to make him a treifa. Now this guy's in a matzav of treifa, now he can go ahead and kill him. What sort of world would this be? So if so, it emerges that all these instances, Yisrael's aser, just like for a ben Noach, and he's mechuyev misa l'shamayim, because Yisrael's also aser be'isr that existed pre-Matan Torah times. Just the din, the misa's beis din, is only done b'tanai misuyamim, but b'dinei shamayim, the Jew also gets it. And also that the Rambam enumerated in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, that ben Noach is nerag aleihem, and Yisrael is pater. That's also mitzad hashchasas ha'olam, even though there's no din ritzicha by Yisrael, but since it's hashchasas ha'olam, therefore ben Noach is going to be chayav misa. Rambam says ben Noach shaharag nefesh afilu uber b'mei imo nerag olav. Shreifa, kafso nosen flehari, he tied him up and he starved to death. He killed a roidev shiachal hatzel bechad meivarov. All these cases in Aragolov, if he could have saved himself by killing bechad, by knocking off one of their roidev sevarim, and he killed him instead, he's Narag. Masha'ein can be Israel. So Yisrael is pater medinei adam. So the Brisker Rav explained by Arichus in Hilchos Ritzech, Perek Aleph, that even though one is not allowed to kill a Rodef because you could be, Nirdef could be Matzul, but Echad Meivarv Shel a Rodef, nevertheless he still has a Shem Rodef. And he's Mechuyev Misa, and therefore Ein Lo Damim. Think about it. If there's somebody B'Sof HaOlam that can't save the Nirdef only by killing the Rodef, he's allowed to kill the Rodef. So in the Rodef Atzmo, there's a din chiyuv misa she'en lo damim. So now, that's what the Brisker Rav said, and based on what we said, it's very, very mugdar, it's very defined beautifully. This din that it's usher to kill him if you can save yourself otherwise, is because of the Isser Shvichus Dam Mishal Ben Noach, that's a shchasas ha'olam. That's why by Ben Noach, if he kills a Rodef that he could have saved himself otherwise, by Amatzu Bechad Meivarov, he's Chayav Misa, because this is Hashchasas HaOlam. But Midin Isser Ritzicha, that was Mischadesh B'Yisrael, one is not allowed to kill him, even though this person is still a Bar Chiyuv Misa. Torah says Ein Lo Damim. Just since in this specific instance there's no other way to save oneself, there's another way to save oneself, one is not allowed to spill his blood. So therefore it comes out that if one is a Ben Noach, he's Chayiv Misa, he's Mashchas HaOlam. And if he's a Jew, since this person's a Bar Misa, Ein Lo Damim, if a Jew kills him and he could have been Matzah Mecha Mevarv, he's not killed by the Beis Din, but he's still a Shofech Damim. He's still a Shofech Damim because he's still a Shchasas HaOlam. But he's not Chayiv Misas Beis Din because this person has a Chalos of a Shem Rotzeach. This person is Ein Lo Damim. And therefore, there's no Chayiv Misas Beis Din. But Lashemayim, he is Chayiv. And even though Beis Din doesn't kill this person, who killed when he wasn't supposed to, but still it's only a Chiyuv Lashemayim, like by the Rodev case, Yachal Hatzul Bechad Meivarav, but a Gol Adam, like we spoke about in the previous year from the Mishnah Lamelech, is allowed to kill him. Because Hariga's Gol Adam of the Rotzeach is not dependent on the Isserit Sicha that was in Schadish B'Yisrael. Rather, he can avenge the blood that was spilled of his relative, even though all the Mishpatei Torah of Mises Beis Din have him in Miskayim, like the king. In other words, just like the king is able to act outside of the strict strictures of the law, the narrow strictures of the law, so to the Gol Adam. He doesn't need all the Tanaim, like the Rambam says in the Sefer Amora, like Abeg Larufa, that the Mises Akenim, when they decapitate this calf, so that's going to have people talking, they're going to be Megala the Rotzeach, and even though there's not going to be an Eidus Gemura and Bezin can't kill the Rotzeach, but the king is going to be able to kill him because he can kill b'amat lo subididami. Any excuse he has, in other words, b'rayot nisibatiyot acherot, if he has other circumstantial evidence. And then if not, says the Rambam, then the Gol Adam can kill him. So we learn from the Rambam that all these areas where the Beis Din of Yisrael doesn't kill, but they're b'chlal shofchei damim, in other words, Beis Din, person killed, Beis Din doesn't carry out the death penalty, but this person still is shofech damim. Why? Because there is a hashchasas olam mitzad ben Noach, and therefore he's narag mitzad ben Noach, and also mitzad Yisrael, it hasn't changed. He's also considered a mashchasas olam. The only thing is here, we have specific dar, and when a Beis Din can carry out a chiyuv misa. When it comes to the melech or the goel adam, when a person is a rotzech, just midinei b'nei Noach, then the melech and the goel adam are going to be able to punish him. It emerges, therefore, that in order to be matir harigas harodef, we have to remove both the iser shvichus damim that was said by Ben Noach, and also the iser mesuyim of ritzicha b'Yisrael. But if only one of them is taken away, it's still going to be an iser Torah, and that's the reason that if one kills a rodef in an instance where he can save the nirdaf in another way, even though the rodef is a chiyuv misa, like the Brisker Rav said, and mitzadzeh, there's no iser ritzicha, because adarabba, he has a din misa, nevertheless, it's aser to kill him, mitzad the iser shvichus damim of Bnei Noach. That's which the inyan there is, the idea there is hashchasas ha'olam. It's a sense you can save the nirdaf b'echad me'evarav, one is not allowed to kill him, so one's not going to be killed by the Beis Din, but it's still hashchasas ha'olam. One's chayav mitzvah l'shamayim. And the other way also, if you have a yelud, you have this fetus that stuck his head out and he's sakana to his mother, so you're right, there's no hashchasas ha'olam, because he's like a rodef. He's misaking his mother, he's endangering his mother, just like we find by the Masa and the Sfina, this burden. That there's no chiyuv rodef, but nevertheless there's a shame rodef, there's a din rodef on this Masa, so to this child, he's endangering his mother. Even though he has no chiyuv, nevertheless, since this kachas tivo shel olam, he's not included in the chiyuv rodef, that because mishamayah karat fule, it's tivo shel olam, like the Rambam says. This is coming from Shemayim. So one is not allowed to kill this fetus, and therefore it's usher to kill him. Mishum din ritzicha shebi Yisrael. Mishum din ritzicha shebi Yisrael. In other words, first we learned that in the previous instance by the Rodef, we learned you're not allowed to kill him, mitzad b'nei Noach. Because you can save Bechad Meivarev. This Rodef, this child, one is not allowed to kill him, Mishum Din Ritzicha Shebi Yisrael. And this din exists even when there's no Hashchasas Seder Hamedini. This is not Hashchasas Seder Hamedini. This child's endangering his mother. Just by an Uber that hasn't taken out his head, it's Mutter, because then you don't have either Isser. There's no Hashchasas Olam, because he's Misaken and he's Kirodev, like we learned in the Rambam, previous segment. And there's also no din ritzicha. Why not? Because he's not a nefesh gamur, that there's a din of maka nefesh. So we have now that when he's still in the womb of the mother, so then we have both in yanim. We have the fact that there's no hashchasas ha'olam, because he's the one endangering his mother, and there's also no din ritzicha, because he's still not an nefesh. So we explain that the reason of the Rambam, tibul shel olam, is effective only in a yelud, only in a child that has already stuck its head out, stuck most of its rove out, and not uber, because this svara is only effective klape the chiyuv rodef, that since mishmaya karat fule, there's no chiyuv misa on an ubar. So that's on the ubar, but there's still an etzim shem rodef. The rodef, the ubar, is still endangering his mother. And since the Ubar is endangering his mother, then by removing this ubar, by killing the ubar, there's no ashchasas ha'olam. Adarav, that's tikkuno v'shmiroso shalolam. So that's as long as he's inside of his mother. So there, the svara of tibul shalolam is effective. Because mishamai karat fule, it's tibul shalolam. He doesn't have a chiyuv, Rodef. But he still has a shame rodef, like we learn from Rav Chaim. So since he has a shame rodef and he's still inside of his mother, this isn't considered hashchasas ha'olam. So he's not a nefesh, and there's no hashchasas ha'olam. So as long as he's still inside, one can kill him. But when he sticks his head out, and he's a nefesh, so it's not enough to say there's no hashchasas ha'olam here, because you're saving the mother. He has to be chay of misa in order to kill him. Here he's not chay of misa. Once he sticks his head out, he's a nefesh, and he's certainly not chay of misa. So again, the Rambam Hilchos Rotzech v'Shmiras HaNefesh Alef Tes writes, why are we allowed to come up when he's inside? Mipnei Shehu Kirodef Acharea. Because he's no Chiyuv Rodef, but he's a Shem Rodef. But when Hotzi Rosho, and also he's not yet a Nefesh. But when he's Motzi Rosho, Ein Dochen Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, V'zeo Tibo Shalolam. You're not docha nefesh mipnei nefesh, and he has no chiyuv rodef. This is from Shemayim. So if it's from Shemayim and he has no chiyuv rodef, what right do we have to kill him? So once he sticks out his head, it's asur to kill him, because this is ritzicha. He's a nefesh and he doesn't have a chiyuv rodef. But when he's still inside his mother, it's enough that he should have a shame rodef. And he's not an nefesh. So there's no hashchasas ha'olam, it's a tzelas ha'olam. And he's not an nefesh yet, and therefore when he's still inside, one can kill him if he's endangering the mother. According to this, there's a makom besvara to say that if the mother is very sick, not because of the ubar, and by killing the ubar, you can save the mother, in such an instance, the Uber wouldn't be a Rodef. And we don't have a heter to be Matzi Ali de Harigasa. Because here the Uber isn't a direct Rodef. If the Uber's a Rodef and he's still inside, so we can kill him Al Shem Rodef, but here he's not a Rodef. Like we made in the previous segment, we made a chiluk between a Gorem Sakana and Gorem Hatzala. Yes, it would be a Gorin Hatzoli here, but that we have no right, just like taking for Choli, for a Machala, one of the three, being over in the three Averis. That doesn't help us, because that's not the Gorin Masakana. Only if it's a Gorin Masakana, and that says be over in one of the three Averis, and our Achille, that we can remove the Sakana and be over in one of the three Averis. In such an instance, a person is not Chayiv Misa. It's Asur, but he's not Chayiv Misa. So, but if it's a Machala, and then he could be over on one of the three Averis and heal himself, that's not considered onus, that's not direct. See here also, the fetus is not endangering the mother. So what right do we have to kill the fetus? He doesn't have a shame rodef. There are those who are matir in certain instances to kill an ubar b'derech shel grama. That doesn't help us, because the Isser Arigas Ubar is mitzad hashchasas ha'olam. It's not mishum ritzicha shel adam Yisrael. Ritzicha shel adam Yisrael is not a nefesh yet, but it's hashchasas ha'olam. And when it comes to hashchasas ha'olam, we saw by Dinei B'nei Noach, there's no chiluk between Maisa B'Yadayim and Grama. Ben Noach's Narag Af Bikrama. So now we can answer the kasha of the Chelkas Yoav and the Ran, who explained the reason that we don't wait for the woman to give birth when she's chayv mis chayvus misa, in order not to be ma'an of the din. So why didn't Yehuda wait for Tamar until she gave birth? Ben Noach is never gala ubrin. So what right do we have to kill this ubar, which is a chayv misa, in order to not be ma'an of the din of not wait with the din of Tamar? So it would appear that the inyan of Inui Adin is not a side reason to have mercy on the Nidon, because even if the person who's received the death penalty wants to wait, we still don't wait. It's not Midin Vahafter Recha Kamocha. It's a Svara that was said in the Yisod Hadin that he has to be killed immediately. So since that's what the Mishpat is Mechayiv, we don't wait until the child is born. Because the whole inyan of Harigas Ubrim is because of Hashchasas Yeshuva Shalolam. And if the Seder HaDin is Mechayev, that we shouldn't wait, so it's not Hashchasas Sidur Shalolam. You're not destroying the Seder of the world. Because here the Seder of the world says, somebody's Chayev Misa, you carry it out right away. And that the Tosfos says in Nida, a Lashon Heter, Barigas Ubrim, and we said it's a Dochak to say, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that it's a Tos Sofer twice, which is the time of the Tzitz Eliezer. And also the Tosfos HaRash used the Lashon of this Lashon of Heter. So we can't explain Kepashtus. And first we'll explain what Tosfos says. Tosfos asks, what's the Chiluk between Din Harigas Ubar, that's not considered a Nefesh, and Chil Shabbos Letzorech Hatzalas HaUber, that's Mutter? What's the difference? When it comes to killing him, he's not considered a Nefesh. For Machal Shabbos to save him, even though he's not a Nefesh. So on that they answered that we find this lenient Treifa, that even though if someone kills a Treifa, he's not Nerag, nevertheless for Machal Shabbos to save a Treifa. And the explanation of Tosfos is that the Ubar is not a Nefesh Gamur. And that for Mechal Shabbos is like the Bahag says, because Chal Shabbos Achaz Kdeshi Mishra Shabbos is Harbe. And this din of Chal Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos is Harbe is only midin the Mitziv says in Eimek Shalin Parshas Osa Bracha Shotakuf Samach Zayin, based on a diuk in the Lashon of the Bahag, not like the Mashmos, the Ramban, the Ran and other poskim, that Besafik Ein Mechalin. And the reason is because the only time there's the Svar of Chalel Kadesh Yishmer is only Shaykh Bevadai. It has to be Bevada. That's what the Netziv is Medayik from the Behag. And that explains the famous Tosfos in Kuf Yud Dalet above Metzia, that Eliyahu was allowed to be Tamei Meis, to be Mechaya Meisim, because he knew Vaday that the child would live. This far of Chalel Alav Kadesh Yishmor is only Medin Vaday. That's what the Netziv learns from the Lashon of the Bahag. So it's Muchach from this equation of Ubar to a Treifa that an Ubar is only a Ptur and it's not a Heter, because we compare the two, that we find by a Treifa that even though if one kills him he's not Nerag, nevertheless or Mechal Shabbos, so to buy an Uber, even though if one kills one, one is not Nerag, but nevertheless, or Mechal Shabbos. Now, if one kills a Treif, is it Mutter Legamre? No, of course not. So you can't say that by a ubar it's mutter legamre, because we're comparing it to treif, and treif is not mutter to kill a treifa. So we have to say that even if it's usser to kill this ubar midoraisa, just as a ptur, there's no chi of misa, the question still remains, how are we machal Shabbos? How are we machal Shabbos? Even though once putter for killing him, how are we machal Shabbos then to save him? And the answer Tosus gives is, it's like a treifa, that if somebody kills a treifa, he's putter, and nevertheless we're still machal. So you see, we're not machshiv the treifa is going to die anyway. This uber is not yet a full nefesh. But still, we are machal Shabbos. So even though there's going to be no chiv misa, we're still machal Shabbos. So you can't learn from Tosus as a heter min haTorah. Because the whole tzushtel is to treifa, and treifa there's a ptur, but there's not a heter. So why then do they use a lashon of mutter? So the teretz is based on what we said. It's beautiful that they're talking midin ritzicha amur be Yisrael. That's why it's mutter. Because when one kills a Jew, a nefesh, he's chayiv. But Ubrim aren't included in that. But Avada, there's an Isser Torah of Shvichus Damim that includes Bnei Noach and Yisrael for an Uber. The Mutter is only Mitzad Yisrael, Mitzad Tosirtzach. He's not an Efesh. But one is still Chayiv Mitzad Ashchasis Ha'olam, Mitzad Dinei Bnei Noach. So that's the Lashon of Mutter, the Yagos Yaivitz we mentioned. He says mutter is lavdafka, it means pater, but we can even say it means mutter. It means mutter midin ritzicha amur be Yisrael. So we learned some big yisodos in this shir. We learned that the yisr shvichus damim that was said by Bnei Noach yisodim mishum hashchasas ha'olam, and this yisr includes indirect killing, grama, shliach, suicide, killing a treifa, killing ubrin, and it would seem from the Rambam that this yisr exists also by Yisrael. Just by Yisrael, there's an Isser Nosef of Ritzicha B'Gedar Misuyamim. And therefore, by a Jew, one is going to be killed by the Beis Din, but a Melech can do it, and a Kol Adam can kill him. It would seem that even according to Tosfos, Harigas Ubrim is Asur Min HaTorah. And even Tosfos would hold that way. Not like some achronim learn in Tosfos that it's only an Isser Darabanan, it's really an Isser Torah. And the Yisod of the Isser is Ashchasas Ha'olam. And therefore we can't be mechalik between killing an Ubar with the Ofen Yashir and killing an Ubar with Ofen Akif. Doesn't matter, either way it's Asser, even though Adei Gram is Asser. We learn from the achronim that in the din of Harigas Rodef, there's a chi of Misa, there's a chi of Rodef. It's like a chi of Misa's Beis Din. And then besides that, it would appear, we saw B'das HaRambam, that there's a din Rodef. Anybody who's endangering a person, and this even includes Amasa Machbed Al Asfina, that's like a Rodef. Sfidus, we saw, is like a Rodef. About Harigas Gol Adamas HaRotzeach. So that would apply even to cases where the person killed Alpi Gidrei B'nei Noach, and they don't have the Tanai Mishpatei HaTorah of Ritzicha. Just like if they're not to Edim Sheirim, there are other Rayas based in the Rambam and the Sefer Amore. That for Gol Hadam, it's any murder, not only Lufi Mishpatei HaTorah, or based in the Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, somebody killed a Rodef Acher Chavero, when he could have killed the Nirdaf, when he could have saved the Nirdaf, Echad Meivarav. So in such an instance, he's not Chayiv Misa. This person has a shame Ein Lo Damim, but he wasn't allowed to do so, and therefore the Goel Hadam can avenge the death. So these are big Yisodos, Binyanim Me'od Mod Chashuv Me'omdim Ruma Shel Olam, Nefesh HaAdam, Chai HaAdam. And we should be Zoche Mitzvah Shem, Kadosh Baruch Hu just give us Arichus Yom V'Shanim, Lilmodu L'Lamei Lishma V'Lasa L'Kayim is called Divrei Samu Torah S'V'Yahava. You know, always to remember that Sof Dovra Kol Nishma Selukim Yirah Et Mitzvot of Shmor Kizeh Kol HaAdam Shalom 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 Shal